It's the Lumineers right here on LMFM, The Late Bit. It's Peter with ya. I got music from the Eagles in a few minutes' time. Taylor Swift and Ed Sheeran. Florence and the Machine as well. And that song that defines the 80s. Now, come here to me. I wanted to play you the ultimate air guitar song, but unfortunately, I don't have it here with me in the studio. I know, I'm in Egypt. Don't tell the boss, he'll kill me. But help is at hand, because here at LMFM, we have what's known as the vault, right under the radio station. It's where we keep all our archive of music in all sorts of formats. So I got the keys to it, so I'm going to nip down and grab the song for you after more music from Monday. It's LMFM. I took a stroll down the old long walk of... Only the best music for you, my friend. It is The Late Bit here on LMFM. It's Peter Dunn with you, and come here to me. I'm just outside the LMFM buildings here because I'm trying to access the vaults for you. Here, hold on. Ah, there you go. Hold on, let me just close this door. There you go. Now, the vaults in LMFM are where we keep all our music. We've got vinyl. We've got cassette tapes, CDs as well. We've got reel-to-reel. We've got any format you can play your music on. Now, it's a bit dark down here, so it's a little bit tricky to see. It's basically a big vault. I've got cabinets on my left, cabinets on my right. It's cold, it's dusty, it's damp. Hold on, I just want to try this light switch here. No, the lights don't really work here. Anyway, this is where we store Eddie Caffrey in an oxygen tank so he gets ready for the green scene every Saturday morning. It's true, yeah. That's how we keep him looking so good, honestly. So come here, follow me down here, because the song I'm looking for has to be got off vinyl record, okay? So it starts with T. Now I'm looking for the ultimate air guitar song, okay? The song you hear that you want to get out that air guitar, get down on one knee and pretend you're doing your guitar solo, you know what I mean? So, hold on. There's a leak here. There's a leak. Look at that. There's a leak in one of the pipes. You'll have to fix that. It's freaky down here. It's really, you know, it's late at night. It's dark. So you don't know what's going to happen in a place like this. Right, I'm just going to turn to my left down here. There you go. And keys should be down here. Oh! Jesus! Feckin' bat. We'll have to get rid of them. Frighten the crap out of me. Right, T, here we go, here we go. T. Tiny Tempa, no. Tom Jones, no. Here we go, the ultimate air guitar song. Thin Lizzy, Whiskey in the Jar. Enjoy! Did you hear what happened in Tankardstown last week? This day last week, probably in around this hour last week as well. Now, Meath Tourism were launching their festival in Tankardstown House. The early hours are Friday the 13th. Now, it's the Spirits of Meath Halloween Festival that's going to take place around the county from October 18th to November 2nd. But the people who are there for the launch have been quoted as saying it's a night they will never, ever forget. Because during the launch, one of those present noticed a dark figure moving up the tree-lined avenue on the grounds of Tankardstown. The people there gathered began to get a bit of an uneasy feeling in the air as they discovered the sound of a galloping horse came closer and closer and closer. The ground began to rumble. The figure came into view through the early morning mist. The horse came to an abrupt halt and let out a shrill neigh. Oh, jeez. I said a horse. Horse, no? There you go. And a horse let out a shrill neigh. Just then, the onlookers realised the rider was headless. Do we have a sound effect for headless? Yeah, that'll do. Realised the rider was headless. But no sooner had they realised what they had laid their eyes on, the headless horseman vanished into the morning haze. That was a weird vanish, wasn't it? Now, who was this headless horseman, and have you seen him? Perhaps it was the ghost of Tiernan O'Rourke, or maybe it was another headless horseman. Maybe Tiernan O'Rourke was charging too much money and decided to get somebody in to haunt the place for cheaper. But one thing is for sure, we should be on the lookout for a headless horseman as we approach Halloween this year. Now, for more information on the festival, it should be a great one, by the way. You can check out spiritsofmead.ie. The website is going to give you all the information on the full list of spine-tingling events taking place all across Meath. Now, the Spirits of Meath Halloween Festival is going to take place around the county from Friday, October 18th to November 2nd. It's going to be Ireland's biggest and most terrifying Halloween festival. So, be careful out there.
Did you hear about Lady Gaga?
No.
I just see it there. Lady Gaga was shooting the video to her new song, GUY, Girl Under You is the name of it.
Yeah.
And she was bitten by a monkey.
Oh my God.
Horrible, isn't it?
Oh no.
The poor monkey.
Yeah. You said it.
Niamh Burke, thank you very much.
Thank
we shall
you very
see
much
you next
you.
Week.
I will.
More music playing for you now. It is LMFM's Late Bid. It's the Pointer Sisters, Slow Hand. It's Peter Witch. And the Meet app is free to download for all Apple and Android smartphones and tablets, so that'll be pretty handy. But that's not the app I was telling you about. We have a new app here for the Late Bid on LMFM. Yeah, I'm telling you. I'll show you now. Here we go. Turning it on. There. Nice one. So the great thing about this app is it will tell you everything you need to know about the Late Bid here on LMFM. And all you have to do is ask it a question. Simple. Okay, you ready? We'll ask it a question. The Late Bid app, can you tell me when the Late Bid is on?
Every Friday at midnight.
Hey, nice one. Right, let's ask it another question. Press the button. The Late Bid app. What music will I be playing very soon?
A classic from Eric Clapton.
Ah, this just knows everything, doesn't it? Brilliant. Okay, one more. Press the button. The Late Bid app. What will I be doing shortly?
Talk complete and utter shine.
No.
The maggot.
Oh, right,
and
okay.
And go on and on and on.
Turn off. Sorry about that. It just has to be tweaked a little bit.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. The Late Bid. That's the guy who won Pop Idol back in 2002. It's Will Young on the Late Bit. I got music from Michael Jackson on the way in a couple of minutes' time. Mary J. Blige in there and a song from the 80s made even more popular in the 90s by Will Smith. Now, so anyway, as I was saying to you, a couple of weeks ago, the local newspaper, the Dundalk Democrat, had a report about a stressful moment for Dundalk manager Stephen Kenny. Now, the report went on to say that, much like any normal day, Mr. Kenny was enjoying a coffee and a read of the newspaper at the Panama Cafe on the Market Square in Dundalk. It continued, Kenny, who is a sometime patron of the very popular cafe, eventually finished his break, got up, paid before leaving the establishment, as you do, good man Stephen. It soon became clear that one of his favourite jumpers, which he had with him when he entered the cafe, was no longer in his possession. Now, the Democrat added that Kenny, who's enjoying his tenure as Dundalk manager in one of their most successful campaigns in years, immediately began a search on his own. Wow, he's a brave man. Owner of Panama, Stephen Egan, said he initially suspected St. Pat's or Drogheda United fans had something to do with it. But the Democrat then quoted Egan saying, Stephen came back and we presented him with the jersey. In fact, he had just left it behind him on the seat, and Stephen was delighted to have his jumper back. This is brilliant. This is journalism on the edge, my friend. And there's a picture of him there getting his jumper back. Now, I'm sure you were on the edge of your seat during that story, but I have an exclusive for you, by the way. They are turning that story into a movie, and I have the trailer for you here.
In a world where one man's life changes in a moment of madness.
Thanks for the coffee, it was lovely. All the best now, see you, good luck, bye bye.
One man never thought he'd have to deal with this travesty.
Jeez, big nippy out. Where's the pony jumper? Where's the jumper?
One man and his favourite jumper get separated.
You don't realise, I made me blade jumper.
Hello? Do you have me jumper?
All right, listen to me. Go to the next bedroom.
Yeah?
Under the bed.
No, it's not there. I can't see it. No?
I don't know who you are.
I'm the Dundalk manager.
I don't know what you want.
Oh, you want me blade and jumper back?
What I do have are a very particular set of skills.
Are you playing the left wing?
Skills I have acquired over a very long career.
Ah, so you can't play on the wing, no?
Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Ah, you must be a goalie.
Where one man looks for his jumper.
I'll not rest until I have me blade and jumper.
Good luck.
Starring Colin Farrell and Liam Neeson as the jumper. Coming to a cinema near you. Rated 18s.
On LMFM, we're going to play the threesome. So come here, have a listen to this. It's three songs mashed up in a row that we're going to play very, very soon. Have another listen. See if you can identify all three of them songs we play that in a minute. But first, a legend in this country joins us on the phone. His opinions mean a lot to a lot of people, and he has something he needs to get off his chest. So welcome to The Late Bit.
Hello, I'm Eamon Dunphy, here to warn you about Peter Dunne, who is a disgrace to LMFM.
Ah, come on, I'm not that bad.
He has brought local radio to a whole new low. It's time he was dropped. He needs, in the next transfer window, to be removed to several divisions below to where he is now. He's not a class act. If he wants to play with the big boys, you know, he needs to grow a pair.
I do have a pair.
It's curtains for him. Peter Dunne.
Okay, okay. Well, thanks for that. Thanks for that, Eamon. Always a pleasure of all time, and I'll have it queued up ready to go just for you. Now, as you heard a few minutes ago, I read out a list of unusual complaints received by hotel staff and unusual hotel requests made by guests, okay? So what I said I was going to do, right, and I'm going to do it now, I'm going to pick one of the complaints that was made to hotel staff, and I'll ring a hotel and I'll see how they respond to my complaint, okay? Now, I'm not going to give you the name of this hotel, just in case I get sued, and I don't want to get sued, as I'm sure you can understand. I'll dial the number now. So when I get an answer, I'm going to pull down the fader really quickly so you can't hear the name of the hotel. Here we go. You ready?
Hello, hotel.
How you doing? My name is Peter Dunne. I stayed in your hotel last Friday, and I just have a little bit of a complaint to make, if that's okay.
Can you hold for a second, please?
Thanks. Right, here we go. Which one? Which complaint will I use? Right, I'm going to use this one.
Hello?
Hi, how you doing? I stayed in your hotel, it would have been last Friday, and I just have a bit of a complaint to make, if that's okay with yourself.
Really sorry to hear that you had a complaint. I just see what I can do to help you.
Well, look, the problem was, it wasn't with me. I'm making it on behalf of somebody else. It was actually it was my dog. My dog didn't enjoy his stay, and I just thought I'd highlight it with yourselves, you know.
You are aware that this hotel is an animal free zone.
He's actually here with me.
Can I get your name, please?
Hold on for a second. Yeah. What? Right, okay, then what happened? Right, my dog told me to tell you that he didn't enjoy his stay. He thought the sheets were very, what did you say they were? He thought the sheets were very woof. Oh God, I'm in trouble for that, right? Let's give you more of that best music mix while I'm still on the radio at LMFM. Robbie Williams' biggest hits. You'll hear it at weddings, funerals, and all sorts, and we'll hear it very, very soon. Now, as I was saying to you, I'm not going to make a few quid for myself. I was in Easton's the other day. I was queuing up to buy a DVD. Yes, I bought a DVD in Easton's. How lazy is that? So, I was behind two girls, and one of the girls was buying 50 Shades of Grey, and the other girl was saying to her, you're not going to pay for that. You're not going to. Somebody will see you buying that. Not myself, in this day and age, I mean, does anybody care? It's only sold like a billion gazillion squillion bloody well copies anyways, and they're making a movie out of it. I thought to myself, I could do that. I could write one of those 50 Shades of Grey novels. No problem to me whatsoever. So I decided to sit down and write a book called 49 Shades of Grey. What do you think? Here, I'll play you a little extract from it now. Have a listen and see what you think. It was the spring of 1950. I'll never forget it because it was the year I met her. She lived on the farm where I earned 2 and 6 pence a week. Our eyes met across the meadow and we knew it was instant love. She ran towards me. I swept her up in my arms and ran to the giant oak tree. I laid her down on the soft grass as the sun beamed down on her body. We embraced each other and lost ourselves in that moment where two became one. She looked at me with her sheepish eyes, took a deep breath, opened her mouth and said,
"It's worth a shot, isn't it? Please be advised that no sheep were harmed in the making of this book."
Shut up. From a member of one of the greatest bands of all time, on the way for you very, very soon. But first, let's get into some trouble. On this week's LMFM Radio Belch, Jerry Kelly from The Late Lunch talks to a man who swallowed a handful of 2 cent coins.
You expect to get them all out the other side?
Well, it's looking good anyway.
Women of the Northeast are resorting to desperate measures on the mid-morning show with Darren Elson.
Now, Teresa. Hello, Teresa. How are you? She's looking to make an appeal for anyone who would be willing to sell her.
We've had an awful lot of requests on this mid-morning show.
On Breakfast with Seamus and Chris, Seamus tells a listener the advantage of winning a camcorder.
Well, do you know what? You can record yourself doing it.
Great.
And you can download it and watch yourself in sweat looking at it on the television.
Back to the mid-morning show, and Darren Elson gives us his impression of a French crow.
Pourquoi? Pourquoi, mes amis? Why?
When asked to comment, Dara replied,
"Oh, I like that. Oh, I like that."
And that's all for this week's LMFM Radio Belch. I got a new one from Robbie Williams and an Irish band making a comeback very, very soon. Now, as I was saying to you, our chat-up lines of the week are tried and tested, so much so that we decided to go to a location in the Northeast and try them out on the ladies.
I'm in a very well-known shopping centre and I'm going to try out for you our top five chat-up lines of the week. So if I met you in a nightclub and I came up and I said, "I'm new in town, can you give me directions to your apartment?" What would you say?
Absolutely.
I don't know about that.
Haven't planned yet.
How about, "I'll cook you dinner if you cook me breakfast."
It's been done.
Yeah.
No, we don't agree with that.
Probably not.
How about, "Hi, can I see your tan lines?"
Yeah. It comes off.
Really?
Maybe at the weekends and on some occasions.
Come on.
I'd be away around that time.
Well, what about, "Nice dress, can I talk you out of it?"
God, no. But not all the time, I don't think so.
I don't know. I'm not too sure about that.
Never.
And this is my favourite one. "I may not be the best looking guy here, but I'm the only one talking to you."
Yeah, I do. I think it's terrible.
Unfortunately, yes.
It'd be very hard to do.
And it's only a little bit of fun.
One More Night, Maroon 5 right here on LMFM. Bon Jovi on the way very soon. The Killers as well. You do not get music like this anywhere else. Now, as promised, follow me. Follow me down the hall here because I'm going to bring you to the LMFM purpose-built comedy corner. We have a little studio here in LMFM where we have a live studio audience and a comedy stage where we can read out your jokes. Because it's Jokes Wednesday on The Breakfast Show every Wednesday, so get in touch with the lads before that. If you have a funny joke, let them know what it is. Get in touch with them on Facebook or via text 53958 for 20 cent. And you never know, the lads could be reading your joke out of a Wednesday. Right, let's go for it. Hello, everybody. Hey, how you doing? Oh, look who it is. I know you. Right. Testing. Hello. 1, 1, 2, 1, 2. Testing. So, Jason McGowan sent us in a joke there recently. He said, what happened to the frog when he broke down? He got towed away. You get it? Towed away?
Yeah, he gets it. Look.
A set of jump leads walked into a bar, ordered a pint, and the barman says, "I'll serve you, but don't start anything." Get it? Start anything? Jump leads, yeah. look at it, yeah. He finds it funny, look. That was sent in from Brendan Hoy. Got another one in here from Aisling that says, "Two peanuts walked into a bar, and one was assaulted." Get it? Assaulted peanuts, you know. Ah, come on. I know, that was funny. What? True that. You get out. Right, I tell you what, let's leave the comedy to the professionals. Here's John Bishop.
I just got an iPod. It holds 24...